Today's shir is Masechta Harius, Daf Vav, and we will begin on Daf Hey on the base. We launch from the bottom. Tanya, the Braisa teaches Rav Shimon Ami Matam Loima. What does the Pasuk say regarding the Kabbonis that were brought when the Levim were inaugurated to do the Avodah in the Mishkan? The Pasuk says, Loch Upar, Upar Sheni Ben Boka Tikach L'chatos. What does the Pasuk have to say, the word Par Sheni? That Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they should bring two Purim, and they were brought to be a Kapara, because originally we know the Avodah was done by the Bechayrim, but because the Bechayrim had participated in the Avodah Zarah, the Levim were appointed, and they were told to bring these Kabbonis. And even though Rashi points out, as we're going to learn quite extensively in our Masechta, that the Korban for Avodah Zarah is a par la'oila and a sor l'chatas, here they were told to bring a par l'chatas, both were the par should be brought for Korban l'chatas. So ask the Gemara, the Pasuk says, O par sheni ben boka tika l'chatas. Says the Gemara, if it's come to teach Hashem Shnayim, that we have to bring two Kabbonis, the Pasuk already explicitly says, so the Pasuk is very clear in that obligation. Elop, the Pasuk has come to teach us, Yochel Shtein the Chelos Chatas Lelevim, we would think that the carbon should be eaten by the Kohanim, like all other carbon chattas. That's the way the Rishonim, the Mashah explains the Gemara. Because even though the Gemara is saying it should be eaten by the Levim, says the Mashah, there was never a Havamina that these Kabbonis should be eaten by Levim. Because there is no precedent that a carbon chattas is eaten by a Levim. Rather, what's meant over here is Kohanim, and we, as the Mashah points out, that we find in a number of places, the Gemara says in Masechta Yevamos that be'esim ve'arba mekaymus b'toyer daf Masechta Yevamos daf samach vav amabeis, that in 24 places in the Torah, the Kohanim are called Levim. Another explanation that he suggests is because, as we just explained, the purpose of this carbon was to be a kapara for the b'chayrim who had done avodah zarah. And because it was supposed to be a kapara for the Kohanim who did the Avera Avodah Zarah, and the Levim were taken in their place, so since the Levim were taking the place of the Bechayrim, they should be eating this carbon because they were the ones that are taking over the place. They're the whole reason that this carbon are brought. But again, says the Gemara, we would think, Sutein the Chalas Chatz Levim, that this carbon should be eaten to the Levim or to Kanim, the two Pshatim that we just said, Tamaloima or Par Sheni, the Par Chatis is Sheni L'Oila. It's treated like a carbon oila. And as we know, Ma Oila Loi Nechelis, just like a carbon oila is a carbon that's not eaten, Av Chatis, this carbon Chatis is Loi Nechelis, it wasn't eaten. And since it was brought for kapara, I sort of say for Be'er Sheva explains, for the Bechayrim that did the Avera of Avodah Zarah, the halacha is, this, since it's not your regular karbon, as we said earlier, that is brought for when somebody worships Avodah Zarah, since it's not the regular karbon that's brought when somebody worships Avodah Zarah, so that's why here the karbon is not eaten. Says the Gemara, Af chatas oil in the chalas. So just like the oil is not eaten, so too the karma chatas was not eaten. Kiyotzeba, says the Gemara, we have Rabbi Yossi saying a similar drasha to what Rabbi Shimon just said. The Pasuk says that when the people came up from the Golus, Teretz Yisrael, in the time of Ezra, the Pasuk says, Habay mechashvi ha-goyla, those that return from being in captivity in the goyla, hakriva oilas lelakei Yisrael, parm shneim asur akol Yisrael, elam tesh v'shisha, kvasim shivim v'shana, tzvirei chat shneim asur ha-kol oilo. The pasuk describes that everything that was brought was a carbon oilo. And asked the Gemara, Hakel oilos al kadaitach. Is it true that everything was brought was a carbon oila? Efsha chatas hakriva oila. The pasuk says that they brought a carbon chatas. Chatas is not an oila. Ella, what the pasuk means to say was hakel ke oila. Everything was treated like a carbon oila. Ma oila in chelos, just like a carbon oila is not eaten. Af chatas, also here, this carbon chatas by nachelos wasn't eaten. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Alvaris Kacham Avoyim, the purpose of this Karban Chatas was because they did the Aveira of Avoyda Zara. Vam Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Alvaris Kacham Shas B'tzmet Kiyo, because of the Avoyda Zara that they worshipped in time of Tzit Kiyo, the Bnei Goyla that came up from the Bavel, says the Gemara, they brought this Karbanis. But what we also see here is that they brought 12 chatos because of Avodah Zarah. So just to describe what happened, Tzidkiyahu was the last king in Eretz Yisrael, and before Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and sent Klal Yisrael to Golos and Bavel, then after 70 years of Bavel, Bnei Yisrael came back to Eretz Yisrael, and they brought these Karban Chatos because of the Avodah Zarah they had worshipped before they went into Golos. As the Mefarshim explain, we don't have any record that they worshipped Avodah Zarah while they were in Bavel. It must be that they were bringing these Karban Chatas because of the Avodah Zarah that they worshipped in the time of Tzidkiyahu. The Chasam Sofer says that we do find in Bavel that Nebuchadnezzar made a statue. It says the Gemara that says the Chasam Sofer, we only bring these Karbanos for Avodah Zarah that's worshipped in Eretz Yisrael. Another pshat that I saw is that even though they bow down to the statue of Nebuchadnezzar, and we learned this concept many times in Masechta Sanhedrin, if somebody worshipped Avodah Zarah, but they didn't mean it, they didn't mean to accept that Avodah Zarah, they're not Chayiv. And that's what happened, that this is not for the Avodah Zarah for anything that they did while they were in Bavel. It's because of Avodah Zarah that they did in the time of Tzidkiyahu. Says the Rabbi Shlom, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, whose opinion is that every Shevet that does an Aveira brings a carbon, and even the Shvatim, Rabbi Yehuda said in our previous year, who did not do an Aveira. The halacha teaches us the concept of greira, which we learned means that even the shvatim that didn't do the aveira bring a carbon because of the shvatim that did the aveira. So that's why, says the Gemara, greira. Bishlama Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, mishkachslai, that's why we could find that they brought 12 kamchatas. Lahanish name asachatas. Where would it be an example that they would have to bring 12 chatos? Kagoyim, the chatos, shneim as shvatim, that all of the shvatim did this aveira, that the halacha then requires, according to Yehuda, the maisi shneim as shirim, they have to bring 12 serim, each shevet asar lachatos. Inami, or, as we just explained, the chatos shiv shvatim, that only 7 of the shvatim did the aveira, v'shari'in, and therefore they have to bring a Karban Chatas. V'shari'inach, and all the other Shvatim will have to bring the Karban Chatas because of the concept of Greira, that says that if one Shevet did some Shvatim did the Aveira, the rest have to bring. Many Rishonim asked the question that actually, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need to have that all 7 Shvatim for the concept of Greira. They even one Shevet that did the Aveira is a situation where Greira is called for. And that's why the Rabbeinu Chananel has a different Girsa now Gemara. And his Girsa now Gemara is not that Shiva Shvatim. He says the Mixa Shvatim. Some of the Shvatim did the Avera, and since some of the Shvatim did an Avera, the Avera Greira is appropriate. Another explanation is said that here we have the time ready that the Seres Shvatim were in Golis. Since the Seres Shvatim were in Golis, we don't have 12 Shvatim anyway. Another pshat that I saw is that the Maraimi Sada says that it doesn't make sense to say the Gemara finds it difficult to accept that only one Shevet worshipped Avodah Zarah. That's why the Gemara gives us an example where the other Shvatim also worshipped Avodah Zarah, but it doesn't have to be all of them. We could say Greira. Rav Shimon, how do we explain that all of them brought this carbon? Nami Mishkachs, look, going to Chata as a Shvatim. According to Rav Shimon, only the Shevet that did the Avera brings the carbon. So we're going to have to explain that why did they bring 12 kabanas. He's going to explain the chato achad asa shvatim. 11 shvatim actually sinned. The maise achad sirim. For that, all 11 have to bring a separate carbon. And then, v'idach, the bezdin. Shimon's opinion is that if the bezdin did an avera, then the bezdin also has to bring it. So that's how we get to a total of 12, because Bezdin has to bring its own carbon because of their incorrect psak. But ask the Gemara, Elra made Amma Bezdin Mavim, that only Bezdin brings the carbon. Veloy Tzibur, the Tzibur doesn't bring anything. So ask the Gemara, Shneim Asu Heichem Shkachsla, how do we get to the number of 12 answers? The Gemara, what must have happened was Kigarin, the Chot, the Hada, it was Bezdin that caused them to do this Avera 12 times, and therefore 12 Kabanas were in order. Ask the Gemara, but another question. For Maislahana de Chatu, if we're learning in our Shir, as we've been explaining quite extensively, the Kabanas were brought because of the generation before the Golis who had worshipped Avodah Zarah. So they are no longer alive. And we know that the halacha is chatas shemesu baleo. There's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, goes to be death, is put to death. And the halacha is, so here, even in the case where the animal was already designated for carbon chatas, the halacha tells us that the ones that did the aveira, the halacha tells us that the ones that did the Avera bring the carbon, but if they died, even though the animal was designated, not brought. Certainly in a case like this, they never designated an animal, how could we suggest that they would have to bring a carbon chatas? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rapapa, to which Rapapa teaches us, Ki Gamiri, when was the halacha taught? The chatas shemesu baleo b'misa, hani mili yochid. If there's a yochid who did an avera and he's chayav kam chatas and he passes away, there's no longer a halacha bringing carbon chatas, because the explanation is that the purpose of bringing carbon chatas is to affect a kapara. The halacha is that when a person dies, his death is what makes a kapara. And therefore, there's no point and no need to bring a carbon chatas. Another pshat is just somewhat differently. Another pshat is that the purpose of the carbon chatas is to affect the kapara. But it only can affect the kapara on someone who's alive, not someone who's not alive. Another pshat that I saw is that when could a mace have a kapara? If he did tshuva before he passed away. But if he didn't do tshuva, so the way I understand it, it means as follows. If they did tshuva and they passed away, so the misa does the kapara. And if they didn't do tshuva, the karma chatas now is too little, too late. So says the Gemara, Hanimili, when was that halacha said of chatas shemesa baleo? That's only by an individual. Avaloi b'tzibur. Not when we speak about a tzibur. Lefish ein misa tzibur. There's no concept of a tzibur passing away. And I saw Rav Moshe says a beautiful pshat in understanding this Gemara, the Shak Levitaria. Rav Moshe says there's a question how to understand what is the definition of a tzibur. Is the definition of a tzibur a combination of many individuals? That's one way of understanding what a tzibur is. The other way of understanding what a tzibur says, Rav Moshe, is that a tzibur is a new entity. There's an entity called a tzibur. Says Rav Moshe, the Shak Levitaria in the Gemara is to be understood that in the Havamina, the Gemara understood a tzibur as a combination of many yechidim. If we understand a tzibur as a combination of many yechidim, so then we can understand why the tzibur, just like the yochid aloch is, we keep on learning, chattis shemesa balel is put to death. Here too, the chattis of the tzibur, which is a combination of many yechidim, is put to death. But if we understand the tzibur as a new entity called a tzibur, so that has a whole new different halachic status. And by that status, there's no din of chattis shemesa balel. Says the Gemara, Manolo Rapapa Ha. So the Gemara expounds on this. From where do we know this concept that there's no halacha of chattas shemes, there's no concept of chattas shemesa balea by tzibur? Ilay mem b'diksiv. The pasuk says in Tehillim, tachas avasecha yebenecha, that the children take over the place of their fathers. Ihachi. Ask the Gemara, and that's why, if the children are alive, it's like the parents are still alive. Says the Gemara, if you're going to take that approach, I feel a yochid nami, then even a common chantas that's brought by yochid, the halacha should be that we should not have the concept of chantas shemesa b'leah. El de yukad Rapapa, where does Rapapa take his halacha from? Seer the Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh, they brought a sor l'chantas, and as we learned in Masechet Shavuos, the Gemara explained very extensively what is the purpose of that carbon chattis for Tumas Migdash Gedoshim, and where did the money for that come? It came from the tzibur, that everybody in the tzibur gave money for the Machsa Shekel from which they bought the Seir Rosh Chodesh. Domar Achmona Maisi, mit Trumas Alushkin. The Torah says we bring the carbon chattis from the Trumas Alushkin. Says the Gemara, it's invariable of a Maislam Yisrael that not everybody from Klal Yisrael survived every month. So if it's invariable that they weren't surviving every month, so the Gemara says, how could you bring it? It's a chattis shemesa balah. The Ram Rachman Maisi, the Torah says to bring every Rosh Chodesh that carbon from the Machsa Shekel. For Maisel whom Yisrael, invariably people from Klal Yisrael passed away. For Hanach the Feishi, and the ones that are left over, Heichi Maisel, how could I bring the carbon? Isn't this a carbon that's a chattis shemesa balel? Al Shema Mino, from here we see that since it's a chattis shemesa, it's a carbon tzibur, so the concept of chattis shemesa balel b'tziva is brought. And actually, the Mefarshim point out, the Gemara did not have to bring a raya specifically from the Sar the Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara could have brought the same raya from any carbon tzibur that's brought, like on Yontif. But since this is the first and most common, that's why the Gemara brought this raya. Says the Gemara, me dummy. And I saw that Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan in the Sefer Ein Yitzchak says that the reason we shouldn't say the reason it's able to be brought because it's bottle beroiv. This carbon is bottle amongst this person's death, or even if a number of people died, they're bottle. He says a very important vart. He says, where is the halacha, and we've said this vart previously, where is the halacha of bittel applicable? He explains that the halacha of bittel is applicable when you have two separate items that get mixed up one and the other. So the halacha of bittel tells us that the miyut, the minority, becomes batel and derived. But here, the money of the individuals was never independently identifiable. Since it was never independently identifiable, we don't say under such case, under such circumstances, the concept of bittel. What must be the pshat? That chatis hatzibur is not meso. Says the Rami Dami, sarish chodesh dimaloi meisa betzibur. It's possible, halavai, that nobody passed away. And that's why they can bring the karma chatis. Aval hocha, when we speak about the kabbonis that were brought by Ezra, by the people who came back from Golis, vada meisa, certainly people who went to Golis didn't come back. The Golis itself was 70 years. Al tam de papa mehocham, where does Rapapa learn the halacha that what happened, tchatzis tzibur, the mesa balea, still could be brought? The ksiv, the pasuk says, by the egla rufa, where somebody was, a corpse was found, we don't know who killed this person, and the Zakenim have to go through the whole procedure of the Egla Rufa. And the pasuk says, "Kapal Amch Yisrael Shabdisa Hashem, Ruya Kapar Zush Tchapal Yitzayis Mitzrayim." And the pasuk says that this kapar of the Egla Rufa goes back to the people from Yitzayis Mitzrayim. And as I saw the Mefarshim say, in the time of Yitzayis Mitzrayim, they could not bring an Egla Rufa. And even in the first years, they were in Eretz Yisrael, they cannot bring the Egla Rufa. And when we bring an Egla Rufa, we say the goes is effective as Shepedisa on the people from the previous generations, even though they're not here. Says the Gemara, Midami, how can we compare the two halachas? Hasam, when we speak about the Egla Rufa, Kulan Isnun, the pain point of the Egla Rufa is for the people who are here now. And there's this terrible tragedy that a corpse was found that, and we don't know who killed it. So Migid, Mechap Rachayim, since it's going to work for the people who are still alive, Mechap Nami Amesim, it will work for the people who are no longer alive. Ela Hocha, by the case of the Dor of Tzidkiyo, they, Michayim, were any of them still alive? And since that they weren't alive, it doesn't make sense that it could be effective. And the way I saw the Mefarshim explain, the Gemara never assumed that necessarily all of them had died, but certainly most of them had died. So the Gemara's question is, since most of them had passed away, how could this not be considered? Chata Shemesa Balea. Says the Gemara, answers the Gemara, Enechanami. Most of the people who had done their very were still alive. The Ksiv, as the pasuk says, regarding those who came back from the Golis, when they were beginning to build the Beis HaMikdash, says the pasuk in Ezra, V'rabim ha'akanim v'alvim, v'rashi ha'ovis ha'zakenim ha'shuras Beis Rishon, those who had already experienced and seen the Beis Rishon, boichim b'kol godl, because there were people that had seen the Beis Rishon, and the Beis Sheni was much smaller than the Beis Rishon, and therefore, they were crying at this diminishing of the Beis HaMikdash, says the Gemara. So we see that they were still there. Says the Gemara, yes, maybe there were people that were still there. However, ask the Gemara, Dibba Ma'atin Havo, V'loi Rabin Havo, there were just a small amount of those people, but they were certainly, asked the Gemara, that they weren't the majority. And says the Gemara, Haksiv, the pasuk says, "Truas asimcha l'kol b'chi ha'am v'kol nishma adal merachik." The crying of those who had come back, that saw the Beis HaMikdash Rishon, was much more louder and more serious than the crying of the people who were not there. So we see that there were many people who had survived, and therefore it's not considered a chata shemesa balel. Says the Mar, but there's a different problem. For Mezidin Hava, the people who had worshipped the Avodah Zarah in the time of Tzidkiyo had done that Avera B'mezid. And the halacha is that an Avera that's done B'mezid, there is no carbon. Answers the Gemara, we have to go back And this is the way many Mefarshim explained the Gemara, that Hayrosh Shah Haisa. And the way I saw that the Taisvus explains, Taisvus says, now all the questions that we've been learning in this year about how was this carbon brought, Chatish Emesu Balea, etc., fall away because we have a whole new approach. And that is that this was a Hayrosh Shah. Hachna Mistabra. And it makes sense to explain there was a Hayrosh Shah here. Diloy Temachi, if we wouldn't explain so, Elam, the Pasuk, as we read earlier, says, Elam Tishim Vashisha, they brought 96 Elam, Kvasim Shivim Vashiva, they brought 77 Kvasim. What was the purpose? What is the halachic basis for these Kabbadis? Ella, we have to say Hayrosh Shah Haisa. It was a special Hayrosh Shah. Hachanami, to answer the question of Chatash Mesa Balah, we're going to have to say it was Hayrosh Shah, and we can't bring a raya from here to Rapapa's point. Tan Rabbanan, Echem Meis Echem and Etzibur. If there was a situation where Beis Din issued an erroneous psak, and since Beis Din issued this erroneous psak, Klai Yisrael did the Aveira, and based on that, they have to bring a Parhelm Dovish Etzibur. And now begins the Brisa Meis Echem and Etzibur. Before the carbon could be brought, somebody died, Chayov, and they have to bring it anyway. However, if from the Beis Din, Echem the Beis Din, and one of the members of the Beis Din passed away, Pturim, says the Gemara, Man Tana, who is the Tana of this Brisa? Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Yirmi, Amar Rav, Rameihi. It's the opinion of Ramei, the Amar Beis Din Mevim, that the Beis Din has to bring the Param Dovish Etzibur, the Loy Tzibur, not the community, Hilkach, Meis Echem and Etzibur, a member of the Tzibur passed away. Don't come like Kula Beis Din, but the entire Beis Din is still here. Therefore, you could still bring the carbon. However, Meis Echem and Beis Din, if one of the members of Beis Din are those, according to Rameo, have to bring the Param Dovish Tzibur, passed away, Peturim. Havle, because at that point it's going to be considered Havle Chatas Shemesa Achem and Ashotvim. It's going to be in the category that one of the owners is passed away. And since one of the owners passed away, so it's a chat shemesa balea, or mishamachi peturim, and that's the halacha that you don't bring the karma chatas. And the way I saw the mefarshim explain the Gemara, the Gemara is being very, very clear with its wording. The Gemara is saying it's considered shutfim. It's not considered a tzibur. By tzibur, perhaps the halacha would be that you wouldn't, that we just learned their papa at least holds, ain't tzibur mesa. But here, we're not speaking about a tzibur. We're speaking about a shutfim. All of the members of the Sanhedrin are shutfim. Since all of the members of the Sanhedrin are shutfim, so that's why the halacha will be that you can't bring the carbon. Maskler Rav Yosef says the Gemara, why do you have to explain that this Bryce is following the opinion of Rameya? The Nukma asked the Gemara, we could explain that it's following the opinion of Shimon. Dama Bezdet im Tzibur, that the Bezdet and the Tzibur bring the power, and therefore Meis Echem et Tzibur, if one of the members of the Tzibur pass away, we still have to bring Chayovim, they still have to bring the power on Dovish Tzibur, because as we've been learning, ain't Tzibur Meisim. And if ain't Tzibur Meisim, the fact that somebody passed away is immaterial. However, Meis Echem Bezna Peturim, Kraminen, because that's not considered a Karma Chattis of the Tzibur. It's considered a Karma Chattis of Shutfim, and the Karma Chattis that's brought by Shutfim, if one of them passes away, it's a Chattis HaTzibur Shemesa. Amalei Baya, says the Gemara, so we can't explain the Braisa that way. Because to explain that the Braisa, and the way I saw the Rishonim explain that the Gemara was trying to explain that the Braisa should follow the opinion of Rav Shimon versus explaining that the Braisa should follow the opinion of Rav Meir, because according to Rav Meir, there's really no Chiddush in what we're learning here. But says the Gemara, Shimon's opinion is that even Chattis Shushutfim, if a chattis is being brought by many shutfim and a mesa, where do we see this? The Tanya, pavasar shel Yom Kippurim she'avdu. On Yom Kippur, we have to bring a carbon, a par, and a sor, and if it got lost, firfish achreim tachtem, and since they got lost, we had to designate new animals. And then, the original kabbanis were found, yemusa kula. The halacha is, according to Yehuda, that they have to be put to death. This is an example of a chatas shemesa baleha, the chatas shineskapra baleha, that if the owner had a kapara with a different animal, the original is found, it's put to death. The Reb Yehuda. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Oimrim, their opinion is that we wait to become a mum, and then we sell it, and we use the proceeds to bring an oil nedavar. Why? Because his opinion is, ein chatas tzibur mesa. It doesn't die. And here, even when it's a chatas hashutfim, the halach is, because this is a chatas that's brought by the kahanim, and the kahanim are shutfim, and yet we say ein mesa. Amalei Rav Yosef, kahanim kamrit, shani kahanim de ikra kol. Shani kahanim, even though they're a specific group, the Torah calls them a kol. The ksiv, the pasuk says regarding the avoda of Yom Kippur, the pasuk says al kahanim v'kol ha'am yechaper. So we see that v'kol ha'am kol yechaper. So they see that they have the kapara, they have the din of a cow, not of shutfim, says the Gemara. Elameato, says the Gemara, if the kahanim are considered an independent call, nisi parbaro, so if the bezdin paskin incorrectly, the halach is that we're saying that the shvatim have to bring a carbon, the kahanim should also be a group that if they acted on this psak, they should have to bring a carbon. Parhelm davashet zibur. So says the Gemara v'chitema. And if you shall argue, if you will argue that that is indeed the halacha, that you're going to argue that this is going to be the halacha, v'chitema hachinami tafalei shvatim. We keep on speaking in our shurim that 12 kabbanas are brought. But according to this understanding, it should be one more for the kahanim. Ella Omer of Achabe Yaakov, Shifter Shalevi Loikrukol. The Kahanim are not called a Kohol. And therefore, they don't bring the Param Dovish Tzibur. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Yaakov Avinu, Hine Mafcha Vebesicha, Nosaticha Lakal Amim, Nosati Saaretz Azois Lazaracha Achrecha Achuzas Oilam. The Pasuk speaks about Kohol, together with those that have a portion, and that's Yisrael. Mal sheyesh leichuza, whoever gets a portion at Yisrael, ikri kol. V'kol she'ein leichuza, but anybody who doesn't get a portion, and that's Yisrael, lo ikri kol. And then, as the pasuk says, lo yir lekahanim, ulevim, lo yir lekahanim alevim, kol shevet levi, chelk v'nachlem Yisrael, and therefore, they don't have a shear, and that's why they can't be called a kohol. So the question is, aren't there Ori Levium? So Aruch Chaim says, they didn't get the Ori Levium as a nechuza. They didn't get it as a Yerusha. They got the Ori Levium as a matana. Another pshat that I saw, that the Aderis, that's the pshat Aruch Chaim suggests. The Aderis suggests that the Levium did not own the Ori Levium. The Levim lived in the Ori Levim, but they didn't get the Ori Levim as theirs. And the proof is, based on a Gemara that we learned in Masechta Makis, Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara in Masechta Makis says that we know that a Ritzach B'Shoigig runs to the Ori Levim, and he says that if a Ritzach B'Shoigig runs to the Ori Levim and he lives there, he doesn't have to pay rent. If the Levim own, so they should have to pay rent. It's their property. The fact that they don't have to pay rent is because it doesn't really belong to them. Says the Gemara, Im Kain, that Shevet Levi is not called a Kohol, Chasru Leshneim Osir Shvatim, so then how do we end up? Asked the Gemara with 12 Shvatim. Answers the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Omar Abaya, the Pasuk says, Ephraim Umanashen, Keruvim V'Shimon Yuli, and therefore they're considered two shvatim. Says the Gemara, for exhibit, there's another pasuk regarding the other Bnei Yosef, besides Ephraim and Asher. The pasuk says, Al-Shem Achayim Yikaru B'Nachlosam, and they don't get their own Nachla. So from here it seems, L'Nachla Hoksho, that they're only as far as Hilchus dividing up Etz Yisrael, That's where they're considered separately. V'loyla davar acher. They're not considered a separate shevet. Says Mar V'loy. How could you suggest that Ephraim and Menashe are not considered separate shvatim, only regarding one halacha, regarding the Yerusha, that Eretz Yisrael was divided up, for chalukim b'degolim. The Klal Yisrael in the Midbar were encamped around the Meshkin, around the Mishkan were the Shevet Levi, and in every direction there were three shvatim, and they had their own flags. Says the Gemara, for chalukim b'degolim. They were divided that Ephraim and Menashe had separate campment around the Mishkan. So we see that they are separate, not just for Yerusha. And says the Gemara, kenachlosam kenchaniyosam. The place where they were in the Midbar is connected to the Yerusha. Why? But not for anything else. Because kedeilach lekavod the Negolim. This is the way we show respect to the Degolim. The way we show respect to the Degolim is by giving them their own, each Ephraim and Menashe separate places. Says the Mar V'aluchim b'Nesiim, where the Pasuk speaks about when the Nesiim brought Kabbonis for the Mishkan, Ephraim and Menashe brought separate days. Isn't that clearly indication that they're separate Shvatim? Says the Mara, Hahu lach l'kavel Nesiim. This is to show cover for the Nesiim, because we want to show respect to the Nesiim, that they use their own funds to bring their kabbonis. And also, the Nesiim's role was very prominent when they were traveling. And the traveling is connected to the Golem. And we just said for the Golem, they were separate. Says the Gemara, when Shlomo Melech inaugurated the Beis Hamikdash, he made 7 days celebration. Says the Gemara, yeah, when Moshe Rabbeinu inaugurated the Mishkan, it was a 12-day celebration. The reason is, there's a concept of Kedei Lach L'Kavel L'Nesiim. And there's no raya from this that they're separate shvatim. They're not considered shvatim for as far as what we're speaking about Param Dova Shatzibur, and therefore Shevet Levi brings, and the Chatas Kahanim, but the Kahanim don't, because the Chatas Shvutim are not, the carbon of the Kahanim is considered as carbon of Shvutim. The Pasuk says, Lamata Yois, Lamata Menashe, Gadi ben Susi. When the Torah speaks about Mata Menashe, it's also called Lamata Yosef. When the Pasuk speaks about Mata Ephraim, it speaks about Mata Ephraim, but doesn't say Lamata Yosef. So the Sefer Masas Malach tries to understand why. So he explains that this Psukim that I just mentioned are mentioned regarding when Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Meraglim to Eretz Yisrael. And there were two purposes of sending the Meraglim. One is to see the land that they were going to get as a Nachla, and one is to see the land as going to go to war to conquer Eretz Yisrael. So as far as seeing the Nachla, as we just learned in our Gemara, Shevet Ephraim and Shevet Menashe had separate Nachlas. And therefore, they needed to send two Nesiim to look at each Shevet's Nachla. But for all the other halachas we're learning, they considered one Shevet. If for all the other halachas, they considered they considered one Shevet, and that's, as far as the war is concerned, that's why only by Menashe does it say L'Shevet Menashe, L'Shevet Yosef, and not again, by Ephraim. The Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky says that why is this halacha? Why is it only as far as Nachla that they're separate, but not as far as other issues? So he explains that Nachla is something that Yaakov Avinu gave. A Yerusha is something that comes from a parent. So Yaakov Avinu chose to give Yosef a double portion, which is obviously his right to do. But as far as being considered a separate shevet, that's not something that's in the control of Yaakov Avinu. That came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not ready to make Ephraim and Menashe, Yosef, into two shvatim regarding all other subjects. So therefore, as far as we're concerned, they don't bring, when all 12 shvatim have to bring a par helam dovish at Tzibur, they don't bring a separate par helam dovish at Tzibur. The Shevet Levi did bring, but not the Shevet Kahanim. Why not the Shevet Kahanim? Because the Shevet Kahanim is considered a group of shutfim. And from here we see that even by shutfim, there's a concept that ain't a mesa. So says the Gemara, we've been discussing what the halacha of a chata shutfim. Is chata shutfim, does the halacha mesa balea apply or not? Ask the Gemara, my havalah, what is the actual halacha regarding this subject? Says the Gemara Toshma, the Tanya, the Brisa says of Shimon Omer, Chamesh Chatas Mesis. There are five cases that the Chatas is left to die. Vlad Chatas, if the animal that was designated as a Kamech Chatas had a baby, the halacha is that it's put to death. Tmuris Chatas is the halacha of an animal that's an exchange. Chatas, that if you, the Torah says you're not supposed to substitute. But the Torah says, "V'homer yomer, if you do a substitution for Yehu u'krosu yakaidish, but it's not supposed to be brought as a kamech chatas because you shouldn't have done it. Chatas shemes b'leh, which we've been speaking, chatas shenskaper b'leh, what we also spoke about earlier, where animals designated for kamech chatas that got lost, they brought a different one and not the original one was found. Chatas shavra shenasoi." An animal, the only animal that can be brought to Kamech Chatas is an animal that isn't yet a year old. And says the Gemara, V'yati yochaloyim v'lat chatas b'tzibur. There is no example of v'lat chatas by chatas atzibur. Shein tzibur mefrish in the keva. The tzibur never brings a female for carbon tzibur. V'yati yochaloyim t'muris chatas b'tzibur. You can't speak about a t'muris chatas by carbon chatas atzibur. Because this halacha of tmura is only passable by an individual, not by a tzibur. Shein tmura b'tzibur. V'yate yocholayim chatas shemes b'leo b'tzibur. We can't speak about a chatas shemes b'leo by a tzibur. Shein tzibur mason. The tzibur doesn't, can never stop to exist. Furthermore, we can't, what about neskaper b'leo, shavr shenasa, loy shemanu. That's possible to happen by a karmachatis of the tzibur, but we don't know what is the halacha. Yochu, so we would suggest that yemusu, that they should be put to death, because amrit, we will say, yilmet sosim and afurush. We'll learn the halacha, where we don't know what the halacha is, by neskaper b'lev, shavish nasa, from the other cases. Mamitzina b'vlat chatis, t'murus chatis, shemesu b'lev, she d'biyochid, that the halacha is dvarim amurim, that there was these halachas only apply by carbon chatas of a yochid, v'loy not by the carbon chatas of a tzibur. Af neskaper balea v'shavra shenasa will say only apply by yochid dvarim amurim, only by the carbon chatas of a yochid, v'loy by tzibur. So according to here we see that we don't find that a carbon chatas of tzibur, that there, many of those examples can't apply, says the Gemara, the same by Chatas HaShutfim. We can't find a case of Velat Chatas. It's a carbon that's brought by Bezdin. Bezdin doesn't brings a pavasar. They don't bring a young animal. And therefore the Gemara is saying that we shall learn that since these cases don't apply by chatas ashutfim, all the halachas don't apply. Says Mevachi Dona Efsha Mishim Miavsha. Vlad chatas, tmuras chatas, chatas shemesa b'leah are cases that can't happen, as we explained, that not possible. So how can we learn the halacha of something which is possible from something that is impossible? says the Gemara, Shimon b'chad makom gomer. Rav Shimon taught us that it was all taught together. And where one is not passable, then the rest are not applicable either. And similarly, since by chattas ashutfim, the Gemara is saying some of the cases are not passable, you can't have niskapra b'leah, you can't have by chattas ashutfim, all of these examples, you don't have sh'ovr shenoso by chattas of shutfim, you don't have a case of niskapra b'leah b'chatz by shutfim. So now Rav Shimon is teaching us that it's all or nothing. If all of the cases are passable, then we say the halacha of chattas, the halacha of Moshe Sinai, it goes l'misa. Otherwise, it doesn't. So now we know that just like Rav Shimon holds it by chattas atzibur, there's no din of mesa. The same will be with chattas ashutfim. The Gemara taught us that when the Egel Arufa was brought, the Egel Arufa was brought even for the people who lived in earlier generations. Says the Mordechai that this is the source for the minig that we say yisker and we give tzedakah on behalf of relatives who are no longer alive. Because our Gemara teaches us that you could affect a kapara even for people who are no longer here. And says the Rukeach that giving tzedakah for a schus, for a person who is no longer here, helps him in the Olam HaEmes, but he says that it only helps the person who gave tzedakah while they were alive. He says that if the person who passed away didn't have funds, so he didn't give tzedakah because he couldn't give tzedakah, he didn't have what to give from, we look at what kind of person was he. If he was a kind person, if he was a person that thought about other people, he maybe didn't give tzedakah because he didn't have money to give tzedakah, but he's a person who lived and cared about other people. The tzedakah we give for them will help. But if the person who passed away was not kind and didn't give tzedakah, then the halacha is that the tzedakah we give on their behalf will not be helpful. However, says the Prima Gadim, that if the person who didn't give tzedakah when he was alive and wasn't kind when he was alive, did tshuva tzed vidui before he passed away, then the tzedakah we give on his behalf will work. The Mishnah Berurah says then that there's the difference by who was giving the tzedakah. He says, if it's a child who's giving the tzedakah, so even if a parent wasn't generous or wasn't kind, but there's a concept of Bara Mazaka Abba. And therefore, children can do for parents, even if the parent wasn't a kind person. So he says there's a difference between if it's a stranger who's giving tzedakah for a person who didn't give tzedakah, he can't help him, unless we have the Prima Gadim Zvart. If it's a child can always bring schus to a parent, even if the parent wasn't so virtuous. Hanalach HaRebezdin, Hanalach HaRebezdin, Hanalach HaRebezdin.